Into the icy darkness we descend, through a waterfall of ice and towards the unknown. I can't help but wonder what strange things we'll find down here, or what deadly creatures prowl the depths. But as usual, it seems I've put my foot in my mouth, something wicked this way comes. So, time to christen this place on today's short quest, long rest.
I should probably have this on.
Ooh, you got
eerie
cave sounds. I call it,
this is the eerie cave track.
Hey, 19 for a 20. Holy fuck. I like never get to go early.
That's really strange. Maybe it's added you to the wrong encounter tracker.
I want to keep my number. Oh, okay, good. Moving everybody to this one.
Hiya.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about,
baby.
Oh, no.
Hey, what up, Krellic? What up, Krellic?
That's not a bad spot to be, actually.
It seems like I need to add everyone in manually, because I do have a lot of encounters lined up in here.
Oh, okay. Great. Yep.
Great. That's not
I imagine it's a... Oh, God, it's huge.
Yeah.
I just zoomed out all the way.
Spoilers, bitch.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And I imagine this isn't the only map.
Oh my! See?
Yeah, multiple floors.
I didn't know that.
It's the big dungeon at the end of the module. It's like Tomb of Annihilation.
You don't know that?
No, we got a whole other place we got to go to after this.
We're gonna need to go to a sky city. Ask you to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we got to go to Eberron.
Re-enrolled a 20.12.
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't.
Did
cheated.
Yep. I done haxered it.
What?
And Tavini, what did you roll?
She got a 12.09.
Okay. All right.
Damn, we rolled like fucking shit. Five Helmer, three Finnegan, three Felgrin, Dazan three, Burry three, Krellic two. Right.
Let me add Dreamer on there.
It was,
what did you roll, Dreamer?
15.
15 point, what's your dexterity?
1-4.
1-4. Excellent. Well, Rian, you hear from the northeast tunnel that you're looking down a mad clacking, cackling sound. And it's bouncing off the walls, and you can distinctly tell because you're standing in the entrance here that it's coming from this direction.
Mm-hmm.
But it also sounds like it's coming from behind you as well. And Dreamer, it absolutely is. It's coming from the gap near Dazan. You are close enough that you can tell that it is coming from that direction. Otherwise, this cackling is just bouncing around. So what are you doing?
I think Rian is like, kind of puts a hand back for Felgrin, like to like back up and like, what the fuck is that? And he's gonna, draw his Dragon Slayer short sword and a shield. And I guess prepare an action to attack when something shows up, because he's got nothing else to do. And it kind of is like, right. Miri, keep your eyes open. Be ready.
On it. All right, so readying an attack action. Mm-hmm. Dreamer Bud, what are you doing?
I'm going to come over here. Can I grab Dazan and move him over two spaces?
Yes. Do you, like, you grab him by the elbow, you grab him by the collar? Like, how is he getting dragged?
By the scruff.
Hey,
by, like, the back of his collar.
I happen to like this scarf. Don't tear it. Kind of straightens out his robes.
You'll thank me when you live.
Yep. Are you readying any actions?
I'm going to dodge.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Can't underestimate the value of a good scarf.
Right.
Lose a lot of heat in that area.
Mm-hmm. Miri's gonna come around beside Rian.
Mm-hmm.
And ready a similar attack action.
Mm-hmm. Yes, protect me.
So right here beside Dad. In which case, Rian. Let me see if I have enough distance. I think I can manage. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Coming closer out of the darkness, you see a small floating skull emitting blue light like fire flickering around it. It hovers about 10 feet off the ground, so near the ceiling of the tunnel. And its eyes glow with fierce red-orange light. As it is approaching, you could see its jaw working. The jaw is not articulated to the head because there is no flesh to hold it in place. Still, those teeth are gnashing together as it cackles at you. Something seems to be very funny. And this thing, on seeing the lot of the party, you see it open its mouth, unhinging, and a faint, growing brighter point of blue light appears between its jaws and shoots past your shoulder there into the center of the room. That's right. Everyone give me a dexterity saving throw if you are within this space.
Jesus.
As a dexterity saving throw from everyone. And I think Lando knows what this is.
That wouldn't happen to be a spell, would it?
It would.
Oh, well, in that case.
Okay, solid 3 for Rian.
A reaction counterspell.
I just gotta do that real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're my hero.
So, as this small point of blue-white light is appearing between its jaws and fires past your shoulder, Rian, for a moment, everyone in the cavern feels immense cold. Not heat, cold. And it feels like you're engulfed with blue-white light flames. And suddenly, you're not. And there is no pain. And it's almost like there's a mirage behind your eyes where you can see this thing. It's almost like you can see that everyone around you is currently on fire with blue, cold fire. But they're also not, because Felgrin counterspelled.
Nice.
That is our chaotic sorcerer boy. Mm-hmm. Very nicely done, and that thing's going to continue to hover near the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Well, fuck you. Fuck you, Skull.
Oh, it's up by the ceiling, you said.
It's up by the ceiling. It's 10 feet overhead.
Shit, so I can't get an attack on it?
Not close enough.
It's a floating skull. Is that normal on this plane?
On this plane? I never seen one before.
Don't have those in the Feywild that I know of.
Minus the one we had, the dragon one that we had.
Good. Great. Well, it can cast spells. Just so you know.
Take him down.
That is now Tavini's turn, and you're hearing this conversation over your shoulder.
Yeah, we're trying to remain calm. We wouldn't really freak out anymore. Like, we've done this enough. We've fought the craziest shit. It's kind of like, okay, fucking flame and fireball did cold magic. Everybody, circle up. Let's do it.
This thing is fucking scary, though. Look at him. Look at his eyes.
I know. He is terrifying looking.
Well, it just tried to do something with its mouth. Tavini didn't see it.
Yes, it did.
But she did see Felgrin react.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, bad guy. She's gonna, shoot, what is she gonna do? Oh, she's gonna try and pull some of the cold from the air and use Sacred Flame, which is a nice icy blue now.
Oh, nice, okay.
Ice.
So a little bit of the divine.
A little bit of the divine.
Cold as ice.
Do floating skulls have good dexterity, I wonder?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Okay, oh, so it needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Yep, 15 dex save.
Alright, let's find out.
Damn.
Aw, damn.
Oof.
Well, and so the answer is
15 plus 3.
Not bad dexterity.
No damage.
Not bad dexterity.
It's got better than Felton.
Better than Rian.
So just like little blue flame just whoosh, past it.
Poof. In fact, I think that's better than anybody, isn't it?
Yep.
Do we have anybody with a 16?
In this party? Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, it is a small creature. A dreamer. You hear a flickering like flame from the direction that you just pulled Dazan from as another one of these skulls drifts into view, cackling all the while.
I can't do it again.
It also is going to spit a bit of blue fire into the middle of the room.
Patooey!
The cock's a lady.
And its angle, it's gonna spit it between Dazan, Tavini, and Dreamer.
I mean, hey. look, if it was gonna happen anyway, this is the best possible scenario.
So, I'm gonna need a dexterity saving throw from everyone in that AoE, including, unfortunately, Finnegan.
No! I was kidding!
Helda rolls a 16, Dreamer with a 21. Miri's just in the edge of it.
Okay.
So we're gonna have her roll.
I don't think it matters for Finnegan.
He dodges out of the thing. Okay. I was looking to see if he had like uncanny dodge or something, but no, definitely not.
Oh, Bob.
Poor Len.
Oh, Bob.
Well, in this case, that's gonna be for those that failed. Lots of ones.
Thank God.
It's gonna be 20, and it actually would be cold damage on this one.
Oh. Tavini's immune to cold.
Immune, yeah.
You're immune?
Yeah, she's immune.
She sold her soul,
fuck.
Remember?
I remember, but I thought it was like, I thought maybe it was resistance. I think it would be fucking straight up immunity. That's awesome.
No, she used to be resistant. Now she's immune. So she's like, hey!
I think there are going to be a lot of lightning creatures down here.
I might have a couple for you.
No, just kidding.
Helda with a 16 is going to take half that. Everyone that succeeded a 13 or higher is going to be taking half damage. Finnegan winks out of existence for the time being.
I'll see you soon, buddy.
Yep.
Finnegan.
Oh, don't worry, they'll pay. Stupid skull idiots.
And Dazan. Dazan takes... I rolled for him, didn't I? Nope. Well, that's a saving throw for him. That's a failure, so that is 20 damage to the wizard.
Ouch.
Yeah, oh shit.
And that is the end of its turn. These things are not alone. Rian, a second one is going to appear beside the first one that lobbed a spitball at you.
Oh, shit.
Yep. Told you, we're going full-on dungeon crawl here.
Okay.
This one is a tough starting encounter. He is going to spit the same sort of spell into the area that the first had fired at, but which Felgrin had stopped. Everyone in that space, if you can give me a dexterity saving throw.
Fuck. It's not even a hard save. It's just not sucking.
It's just that...
Hey, I passed that one.
And I will reassure you that these things do not have more than one of these spells in them.
Don't you worry. We're fine. I'll roll Arjuri to... I got Mary.
If you want to do Mary.
Come on, Mary, baby! Hey.
It's a lot of sixes. That's going to be 38 cold damage is what it should be.
Okay. And half if we passed, right?
Half if you passed.
Okay.
So 38 if you did not, 19 if you did.
Oh, shit.
Dreamer whipping out the absorb elements.
I had advantage and I rolled a fucking 6.
Helda is unconscious.
Helda!
Oh, shit.
Dazan still up. But he is looking very rough. And has everyone else done their damage on them? I see Dreamer uses absorb elements. So as this fireball bursts, you sort of thrust your hand out and absorb some of it into your palm. The rest of it washes over your chassis there.
Tavini is very confused as to why it's not hurting her, but she's watching everyone else get wrecked.
Yep, yep. All right, is that everyone?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there is one last one to enter the fray.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck!
And this one is going to fire in, as it appears, in that northwestern tunnel mouth. It is going to fire its spell between the same place where the previous one had Dreamer, Dazan, Tavini, getting a spell dropped on them.
Well, this is going to fucking... If she's down, at least maybe she has some death saving throws.
Yes.
Okay, good.
She is a named NPC. Oh, yeah. I am allowing for death saving throws.
They're like, Helda!
As the cold, pale blue strikes the wall behind you and bursts forth. Any dexterity saves from Dazan, Dreamer, Tavini, Krellic. Helda's gonna fail and take a single tick.
Dazan's going down.
And Dazan may well be going down here.
Hey, Dazan passed.
Hey,
holy
Dazan
fuck.
Succeeds.
Come on, fucking. 7-1.
Krellic. Okay.
8-1.
In which case, fingers crossed we get ones. 25. So that'll be 12 to everyone that succeeded the save.
This is so creepy. This is so creepy. Tavini's just watching everyone get frosty and she's like, what?
Yes. Now, I will promise that is the last one that appears.
You don't have to promise us anything. Don't worry. We're fine. I mean, it's bad, but it ain't. We're all right. You don't gotta worry. We got this.
All right. Held it with a positive death save. So she is down one and up one. That is now going to be Felgrin's turn. There is something terrible happening around you right now, Felgrin.
All the AC in the world means fucking nothing to dex saves.
Sorry. You know, there are two to your northeast, and it sounds like there may be two behind you as well. And you thankfully have spared yourself in Rian from some of the worst of it right now.
Alright. So, yeah, he's going to cast Wither and Bloom.
Interesting.
No. Check that.
Yeah, it's tough. They're floating skulls. It's necrotic, fucking probably fire, but they're doing ice, and it's like...
Yeah.
Immediately you're like, what the fuck are these things immune to?
Okay,
they're probably incorporeal, too, so when we swing at them, they don't fucking hit. Luckily, we almost all got magic weapons.
Well, no, until you swing!
Yep.
He is going to... spend... Okay, that's what I thought. So he's going to spend 2 sorcery points.
Okay.
And use twin spell on Tasha's Mind Whip.
Excellent. All right. Psychically lash out at one creature you can see within range. Target must make an intelligence saving throw. On a failed save, it takes 3d6 psychic damage and can't take any reactions till the end of its next turn. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is very clever because of the second half of this.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, on its next turn, it must choose whether it gets a move, action, or bonus action. It only gets one of the three. All right. And you're targeting the two that are in front of you?
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's give these guys a bit of a spin then. What is your spell save DC?
The spell save DC is 17.
Okay. So this is for the one on the left.
Nice.
And... the one on the right.
Nice. 12 and a 3, or 5. 10 and a 3 for 12 and 5, yeah.
Yes. So, go ahead and roll me damage.
3d6. 10.
All right. For 10 points of psychic damage. Which they are not resistant to.
Yay!
So... As your spell goes off, the cackling turns briefly into a scream as both of them kind of writhe in the air. Which, writhing is a whole body thing, so it's more like they just wave in.
Hooray!
Their heads just wiggle.
They wiggle. Weebles wobble and they don't fall down.
Yeah.
Alright, is that the end of your turn? Are you moving anywhere?
No.
Okay. Well, that brings us to Dazan, who doesn't look singed. His robes are covered in frost, and he's kind of gasping in the cold, like, what was that?
Anything in your fucking book that says to do take care of these things?
I think I might have something.
Get him, tiger.
Let's see if this would hit everything. Yep. He is going to step back behind the Netherese ship. With a spell with a range of... what's the range on here? 120 feet, 40-foot cube. Yeah, he's going to move so that he's able to see as many of the skulls as he can, which requires standing on top of the downed ship, and is casting Slow on all of them.
Good
and
choice.
And that's going to be a wisdom saving throw from all the skulls.
Oh, nice. I hope they don't wise.
Fingers crossed. So the two first in the northwest tunnel, left and right, that is a 12, that is a fail.
Fail.
As a 7, that is a fail.
Nice.
And then left and right.
That is a, yep, now the 2 on the right, that's a 15, that's a success.
Left succeeds.
But it's one of the ones that's affected by the mind lash.
Nice.
Which means, oh, and that is a 15 on the other. Does mind whip affect their saving throws?
I think it only gives them it wasn't a negative 2 to AC. No, that was the other one. Let's move
on. Yeah, okay. So the two in front of Felgrin and Rian succeed. The other two fail. They are both slowed. And he is going to shoot up the tunnel towards Bury, passing the unconscious Helda. Like, I'm going to go hide and make sure I don't get hit again.
All right.
Bury, did they take enough damage to go out, or should they be...
They're unconscious, so I assume they just poof. I don't know.
Oh, yep. So Bury has burst. Kralik, what are you doing, buddy? It's going to be hard to reach them, but that doesn't mean that you're out of options.
10, 15. He'll move here, and then he will speak his word and activate the healing that spreads out 10 feet around him, so it should get Helda.
Oh, nice.
Devotee Sensor. As a bonus action, you speak the command word to cause the flail to emanate a thin cloud of incense out to 10 feet for a minute. At the start of each of your turn, you and any other creatures in the incense regain 1d4 hit points. Okay.
Dude, that's awesome.
So normally it would trip at the start of your turn, so it would be the start of your next turn. I actually like that we're going to be... If we rule it this way now, it's going to be ruled that way forever. When you activate it, I will allow that it will heal on the activation.
Okay. So,
hooray!
Okay.
Me, Helda.
So everyone within 10 feet of Krellic regains, 10 HP.
Nice, well done. And that lasts for a minute, so that's essentially like it doesn't look like it's not concentration or anything, right? So that means it's like you guys essentially, as long as you stay within 10 feet of Krellic, you like can't die.
The downside to that is it says any creature.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, hopefully you're doing enough damage that you're killing everything just outright. Cool. I'm going to put a little, 10-foot light circle around Krellic as a, I'm marking the AoE.
That's so cool.
Maybe it's like a Final Fantasy creatures where, undead take damage from healing. Probably not.
Keep in mind that if I do that, any one of you that becomes undead, oh, yeah.
What's the chances of that happening?
Cough.
He's
cough.
A little
cough.
Bit yeah. Further.
Okay.
But, it's 10 feet in the air, so,
I would say it would probably be within the AoE. Are you testing it right now?
He's going to try to swing at one of them. Can he manage to reach?
Jump, Grandpa.
If he, jumps and flails? I don't know. Because he's...
So, you've currently moved... 5, 10, 15 feet. You have 25 feet of movement total.
Mm-hmm.
And with your athletic score, your vertical jump is probably pretty significant. Go ahead and make me an attack roll against them. We're gonna BG3 this. Or jump. Jump has its uses.
Nice.
21. All right. Are you attacking left or right?
Right.
Okay. Go ahead, roll me damage.
Oh!
Fuck yeah.
Max damage!
For 21 points. Alrighty. As looking badly damaged as your sensor cracks into its skull on your jump.
I love it.
You know, I think he's gonna do more damage than he heals.
I think it'll be alright.
I told you.
So even jumping, does he get his other attack, or does it count as, both? Because he has to jump.
If we rule it as you get all your rounds of attacks in the future, if I have an enemy jumping up at you, they're going to get the same. Is that going to be okay?
I mean, I don't see Krellic being
airborne. That'll affect Rian and Miri the most.
They're a dragon and his rider.
Yeah,
they'll be okay.
I think he means if someone jumps up to attack me, is what they're saying. That's more likely it'll happen, which is perfectly fine. Yeah. I'm cool with it.
Okay.
Yep.
Give me
just
your
wildly
attack.
Flailing while you're in the air.
Oh!
Woo! Oh my god.
Fucking Thomas, I love you.
Nat 20, baby.
I love it. Nat 20. Here it is.
It's no kill like overkill.
Yeah. It's funny though. He's still only 2 points higher with a crit, but still,
that's
it's all good.
Because that's enough.
Hell yeah!
As one of the skulls, the first strike like cracks it. There's a big old dent in the skull. The second one just smashes it to pieces, and they shatter against the walls. And you got like some sharp bone flakes that hit your cheeks. A couple of them stuck in your beard.
Some more accoutrement, and he's done.
Yeah, it's seasoning.
Yes.
All right. And I think that would be you, because your bonus action was used to activate the sensor.
Yep, I'm done.
No shield smash this time.
Rian, it is your turn.
Okay, so first thing he does is he sees these things are up in the air, so he is going to rear back, and you see him do a massive inhale, and then he is going to...
Rip it and rip it!
Fucking dragon breath up at these guys.
He's gonna scream and run away.
Yeah, he's like, and lightning just pours out towards them. And I just realized that the fucking dragon breath is a bonus action, which is fucking awesome. So if they want to give me dexterity saves.
Sure thing.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah.
Dexterity save for the one on the left. Dexterity save for the one on the right.
Ah, fuck.
One rolls a 16.
One rolls a 15.
Okay, the other one rolls a 15.
Okay, fine, fuck it. And
we'll
a 1, 1,
4. Take half as much damage.
Fuck it. Okay. So that sucks. So only 6. Plus they take 3.
Six.
Jesus.
They do only take 3.
Fuck me. So he then drops his shield.
Mm-hmm.
Snaps his fucking short sword into a sheath. Now, luckily, because I'm a dual wielder, I can do 2 of these. And I'm going to reach over to Miri and draw my lance. And try to strike up at this thing since it's 10 feet in the air.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, I can't activate the cool thing because I don't have a bonus action anymore to do it. But...
Yep, but go ahead and make me an attack roll. Left or right?
Right.
Okay. 21 will connect. Go ahead, roll me damage.
Nice.
Ooh.
So that is 7 points of piercing,
mm-hmm.
1 point of lightning, and 3 points of thunder damage.
Hells yeah. He like drops into like a stance with this thing, almost like a spear, and then he is going to take his second action. His attack action.
Okay. Against the same target?
Yep.
That'll connect. Go ahead, roll me damage.
I'm doing things, guys! Ooh,
look,
almost max damage.
I can't believe
fuck
it.
Yeah.
Oh,
one shy,
right,
24.
For on the second poke, the head of the lance, the sea dragon's wrath, pierces right through the skull, and it just sort of crumbles around it and falls off the end of the lance.
I fucking love it. Sweet, and that's me.
Yep, yep, yep. And that is now going to be Dreamer's turn. This guy needs to be added back to turn order. Works for me.
Dreamer is going to step back so he can see Helda fully and give her Bomb of the Summer Court.
Nice.
Alrighty.
3 of them, to be exact.
You're a hell of a guy. Well, found the loop.
8 HP, 3 temp.
Awesome.
Hells yeah, that was a good chunk.
Yeah, for 3 Bombs of the Summer Court.
Mm-hmm.
That's a decent one.
I rolled like shit.
Yeah, but it's still like that's but, like seeing her health go up like that just made me stoked. I guess it's not a lot, but still. Man, she must not have a lot of health.
She doesn't.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Dazan's got more health.
Goddamn.
And then for my action,
yes.
I'm gonna Thorn Whip.
Attaboy. Murder Whip! Murder Whip!
Murder Whip it is! Go ahead, give me the attack roll.
Hoping that because it's vertical, I'll pull it within Krellig's whacking range.
Ooh, that'd be nice. A fucking so you can do
Ooh,
start
that'd be
doing.
Fun.
Okay,
17 will definitely connect.
Yeah, it'll do. He can do Sentinel if it tries to move.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Like throwing him into the ropes
and
for the clothesline.
It is going to be pulled. It'll be pulled 5 feet lower in the air and 10 feet towards you. Now, because it's forced movement, Krellig can't get an attack of opportunity on it. But it is now within range for him to just strike as normal.
Nice.
That'll be 4 damage on it.
Move at your own peril,
yes.
Butthole.
Yep.
Anything else for you, buddy?
Try to run, dare ya.
No, that's it.
All right. What's Miri doing? In fact, did she do anything the last time?
No, but same type of thing. Nothing had popped in, so there was nothing to do.
Gotcha. You guys were readying attacks.
Yep, and she wasn't in within range, so, and I guess neither of us were. But, so she is going to, you said it was 30 feet tall, right?
The ceilings are 30 feet tall.
Okay, so she's going to fly up above me and Felgren. And okay. She's going to try to chomp a motherfucker. Come on, baby girl. Flap.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yep.
Lashing out with her claws, a 19 will connect.
Nice.
So go ahead, give me damage for her. Double sixes.
Fuck yeah.
For 14. Yep. This thing is nearly torn apart by her claws.
Fuck yeah. Unfortunately, that is all she gets.
All right. Tavini! One of these things has been pulled closer to you, two of them have been destroyed, and the one across the room that Miri is hovering over looks pretty well hurt.
Tavini's gonna, like, scramble up onto the broken ship, get a good look at Heldon, make sure she's alright.
Okay, okay.
Good job, Krellick! Thanks!
Yeah, and she's gonna turn and try and take out the floaty skull on the right side of the room.
Alright.
Second frame.
Nice.
Dexterity to save.
Dexterity saving throw it is. That is an 11. It fails. Give me damage.
Woot!
Yeah! Woohoo!
Nice.
For 8. All right.
Radiant damage.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, let's see. Radiant damage. It does not take additional damage from radiant.
Ah, bummer.
That's okay.
That is a bummer.
No, that's okay.
But it is very, very badly hurt.
Someone's gonna finish it off.
Someone's gotta finish it off.
Yep.
Are you moving anywhere else or doing anything else?
She's gonna go stand next to Helda.
Alright.
Atta girl. Stand by your lady.
Were you about to say stand by your man?
I was.
Stand by your girl.
That works too.
So that is now the start of the turn of one of the ones that is under the slow spell, which its AC is reduced and takes a -2 penalty to dexterity saving throws and can't use reactions. May use an action or a bonus action on its turn. If a creature attempts to cast a spell with a casting time of one action, roll a d20 on an 11 or higher. The spell doesn't take effect until the creature's next turn. All right. Good to know. See what it's got in the arsenal. Dreamer and Krellick, you watch as this thing opens its jaws, and instead of there being like a small pearl of cold blue-white light, there's instead a ball of fire that starts to spin very rapidly, and it gets larger and larger as it is going to attempt to cast a flaming spear on its own location.
That Mage Slayer is awesome, Krellick.
I was waiting for that.
When a creature within 5 feet of you casts a spell, you can use your reaction to make a melee weapon attack against the creature. Okay.
Your motherfucking class should just be called Nope. Like, just fucking Nope. Anytime it's like, you want to move? Fucking Nope. You want to attack? Fucking Nope. You want to cast a spell? Fucking Nope. Love it.
So go ahead and make an attack roll against it for me, if you please. With the devotee sensor. 23 is going to connect.
Skaplow. Kaplooey.
For 15 points of damage. Very nicely done.
Shaplathity.
Now, Krellick, can you roll me a 1d20? Because I'm going to let you be the one that decides whether or not it gets slowed and has to wait for the start of its next turn for the spell.
I believe in you. Heart of the cards.
I believe.
Alright, so the spell does go off this turn with the 7.
No.
The good news is
that means
you get advantage on the saving throw, Krellick.
Yes. This is going to be cold damage. And it's any creature that ends its turn within 5 feet of the spear that it casts. So let me actually move it where it would be directly in the center of a square, just to be fair.
Dreamer, no!
Dreamer and Krellick. Let's see, any creature that ends its turn, so it's not yet doing damage to the pair of you, but it has just, like, precipitously dropped in temperature around you right now. And that is going to be the end of its turn. Now for the one that is under the effects of Felgren's spell. Can you remind me of Mind Whip? Is it allowed to take an action right now?
Yep, you can pick.
Mind Whip. It can take, it can move, have an action, or a bonus action. It only gets one.
It only gets one.
And it cannot react until the end of its next turn. So this turn, I guess.
Okay. Let's see, who's just attacked it? Miri is the last person who attacked it, but you cast a spell on it.
Did not.
It did too, and this thing is moderately intelligent. So it is going to cast magic missile at you, Felgrin.
That's just rude.
Yeah. So rude. Oh, come on, magic missile.
Where's the shield?
Magic missile. Magic missile. Shield.
Nice, there it is.
Magic missile whipping out the shield. Okay.
Shield that sucker.
So as three blue bolts, pew, 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 fly towards you, what does your shield look like?
It's just like a purple projection of him wagging his finger.
Didn't say the magic word.
Catching each missile with the finger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like tink, tink, tink. Like,
I would love to see, like, yeah, it's wagging no with one finger, and the other hand is just like slapping missiles away so they ricochet off the walls.
Yeah, it's anime slapping it.
Yeah, anime slapping it.
Like Piccolo.
Yeah, there you go. I was saying it's like Dragon Ball fucking the smack of the fucking the Kamehameha's.
Yeah. Like, just like this.
All right, and it can't move or do anything else, so that's its turn. Helda is going to groan, roll over, push herself up, and look to Tavini. We're still fighting? Yeah.
Yep, still in.
Yep. Oh. Uh-huh. Yep, no, I see that one over there. Yep, behind you. She's gonna, like, very painfully, like, kind of get up and take her crossbow.
There's no time for napping. Get up.
Shut the fuck up, Felgrin.
Always the right answer.
And is going to take a shot at the one near Rian, Miri, and Felgrin to the northeast. Sorry, I don't mean that. It hurts. The pain, you know. There's a 15 that is going to connect.
Nice.
Four.
Fuck yeah.
10 damage. That is going to be enough.
Awesome.
She gets back at it with a crossbow bolt into its empty eye socket and out the back, and it just bursts and lands on the floor and clatters to pieces.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, wait, we have one yet. Or did
and then
we?
She's going to kind of clasp Tavini on the shoulder and walk past towards Dazan and just kind of plant herself in front of him. You done cowering, wizard? That is Felgrin's turn.
It's Helda's turn. I'm Felgrin.
You follow Helda.
No.
It is Felgrin's turn.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Helda just went.
She
killed the guy. Yeah, she killed the one right in front of us.
So
one left,
like,
baby.
The only guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's the only one left.
And he's injured.
Uh-huh.
I don't see why I need to do anything super special here. Just gonna hit him in the noggin.
Boop.
In the noodle.
Yeah, hit him right in the noodle.
Mr. Noodle.
Oh. Get a canoodle.
16.
16 will still hit.
Nice.
For 17 points of damage.
6 or 5. Lightning or poison? Yeah, I mean, lightning time.
You have seen that lightning doesn't do quite so much on it.
Oh.
But you don't know what poison may do to it. And it does seem to be undead.
Oh, did my lightning breath not do full?
Not do full.
Fuck.
Well, that's
stupid.
I guess
I killed it anyway, so. Poison it, Felgrin.
Poison the undead.
Poison the undead creature. Of course it's going to work.
I mean, he's encountered enough undead to know that, right?
I would say he's probably encountered enough undead to have a suspicion that poison would not be effective.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
But who's to say this one isn't the one kind that it would work on?
Yeah.
It's up to you, bud.
It's a poison-prone cold flame skull.
It's got vulnerability this time.
Yeah.
It'll do lightning.
All right. So 17 halved, we're going to take that down to 9.
Okay.
Because we round up for players.
Sound good.
It is still intact, but it is looking rough.
Okay.
It's got like cracks in its skull. There's like now a bit of like lightning scars, burn marks along its cheekbones.
Where did his hand go?
He fucked off.
Oh, he ran away? Oh, that's funny.
No, he went and hid. Because he's holding a concentration on a spell.
Oh, with the slow. Gotcha.
Yep. Is that your turn, Felgrin? Any bonus action?
Yeah.
We're down to the last
one. I'm gonna end my turn.
Well, Dazan is going to creep out between Helda and Felgrin. See that there's a remaining skull. And is going to fire off a acid splash at it. He's like, no need to waste any more ammunition. So it has to make a dexterity saving throw.
He just hears lightly near him, boo.
And he's going to miss. Oh, wait, no. Sorry.
No, it failed, yeah.
It's not an attack roll. It fails the saving throw.
Hells, yeah.
All right.
Oh, by one.
Hey, now we're about to find out what level this motherfucker is. Oh, never mind.
For 8 acid damage.
Well, he's at above 11.
It is very, very nearly done. You can see acid now corroding the jaw. The jaw actually falls off and clatters on the ground. No more laughing.
Yep. Who's giggling now, fuckhead?
Krellic, it is your turn, buddy, and at the start of your turn, as you are within range of the cold flame sphere, you're gonna get a little, I would say toasty, but it's not toasty. I need you to give me a dexterity saving throw, DC 12. Oh, actually, it ends its
turn.
Yeah,
you have to end its turn next to it.
Oh.
Never mind. Go ahead and kill it, if you would be so kind. And then maybe you won't even need to take damage.
Yeah, that gonna do it.
It's dead.
There's no fucking way that he could possibly roll low enough.
Yep. That. How do you destroy it, Krellic? I just
take
I'm
a big
sorry.
Overhand Gallagher swing.
We forgive you.
Thorn Whip pulls it down low enough to the ground that you just smash it like a watermelon.
That is so good. That's such a good 2-point combo. Just pull at him. He's like whoa 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 whoa. Smack. Just see him spinning that fucking sensor around. And come back.
The cold flame winks out, and then what I would like you to do is roll me 9d4.
Everyone gather around.
Everyone gather around.
I was already about to fucking like role play that and be like walk over and be like, good job. Oh, I'm healing, everybody come over.
24.
Okay. Everyone recover 24.
Oh, it's nice and toasty.
Krellic's got juju.
It's incense, you moron.
You're a moron. Shut up.
Your head's the one with the shell on it.
6.
All right.
Shut up,
and
Richard.
Eventually your sensor does burn out, and that is the end of its lifespan for the day. But well done, guys. You survived your first combat in the Caves of Hunger.
All right.
This shit's called the Caves of Hunger? That's awesome.
You what?
Why can't it be the Cave of No Thanks?
Cave of Paradise.
Yeah.
Now, as...
Yeah.
Or, the Caves of... I had a big lunch.
Yeah.
As the sounds of fighting diminish and you kind of gather around Krellic and you have a moment of quiet, you hear faintly somewhere off in the cave... a laughing, cackling sound.
Oh,
fuck!
Cool.